those of us who were there for the trial, for the family members and survivors, would generally meet every evening at the hotel restaurant just to have each other, just to and also to sort of make sense of what we had heard and seen that day. A brother and sister, they told me that they couldn't imagine what it was like to be me. They couldn't imagine what I had gone through, and they, it turns out they had lost their parents in the blast. You know, it was just incredible for me to hear this, that they were saying that they couldn't imagine what suffering I had gone through, when in fact I told them, you know, I can't imagine what you went through, because my injuries healed. I was lucky they weren't permanent, and I didn't lose any family members, and I just cannot comprehend what it would have been like to lose a family member in a manner like this. It was an extremely strange feeling to be sitting just a few feet away from this man who caused so much pain and devastation, and who also, you know, who tried to murder me, you know, who did murder 168 other people. And it was, I was just a whole range of emotions going through my head as I would stare at him for that every day for that 1 week on the, at the trial. When the verdict had been finalized with McVeigh, and I received this letter, "Dear victims, survivors, and family members," and that was to advise that plans had been announced for participation in the viewing of the execution of Timothy McVeigh. I just can't imagine viewing an execution. You know, it's watching a human being put to death, even someone like this who tried to murder me and who did murder 168 other people. Viewing it just is something I cannot imagine taking part in.